Sí.
Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay! Thank you, Ginny. Ginny, I'm the missing link to total health. Did you
You
know that?
are. You
Yes.
are. You
Yes.
are for 100,000 million trillion people who've been listening to the show and buying your books and quoting you on the internet and doing all the things that you say to do and sending testimonials and constantly devoted to our brand. I was just going through some sales files today and I found that one of our very dear customers, who's been with us for 12 years, has been in England. She's been here, she's been there, and there she is still ordering Remax. She just loves our products. I shot off Edwina. Carolyn, you remember Edwina?
Of course. Oh
Yeah.
my
And
gosh.
It's like, Edwina, I can't even believe it's you. You're still here. And she's like, oh my God, I could never live without Remax. Tell Carolyn, I said hello. I mean, that's the kind of scene we have. And it's all because of you. Yay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, as Rachel was doing the intro, playing your wonderful words, I was typing out that we want to welcome a new customer service person and to welcome magnesium, the missing link to total health. And then I realized I'm the missing link to total health. That's what it is. I'm the mystery missing link. So that was so sweet. But yes, who is our new customer service person, Ginny? Let us
Oh,
give
gosh.
Yay, we'll have a children's yay.
Yeah, we'll have a big yay for Alethea Easterling. She's just, we all got to spend some time with her today. She traveled over. She does live in North Carolina, but she lives in Durham, which is about 2.5 hours away. But we were just so fortunate through our national search. I think we did a regional search, actually, that we found her. And she's just got incredible customer service experience. And but what is so sweet is that she's coming over to the dark side. She worked for a major insulin manufacturer, teaching people how to take care of themselves, diabetes and insulin use. And now she's coming to the dark side. She's coming
No,
to into
she's
our
coming to,
world.
no, she's coming to the light side.
I know.
She knows.
I'm
Oh.
teasing. So anyway, so she's just absolutely wonderful. And she just had, she was so funny. And so of course, today we greeted her with the products and training manual on top of training manual on top of training manual and all Dr. Dean's books. And she's like, oh my God, my head is splitting. But she's going to be just fantastic. So we welcome her. You'll get to meet her if you call in on customer service during the days. She might hang over and do a little bit in the evening, but you guys are just going to love her. She's fantastic. Alethea Easterling.
Yes, and it's interesting because Alicia is spelled Aletheha. Is that right, Ginny?
Yeah, Alethea.
Yeah, so that's very sweet. So welcome, Alicia. Welcome to the family. We have a huge family. It's been around for, what, 14 years now. Edwina just proved that. She's been around for 12 years. So we're very happy people, happy with our
Oh
health.
gosh, it's just so wonderful. And well, all of our great people like Alan and Jean and all Gwen and all of our great people are on the chat line right now. And oh gosh, E-Music said the name Aletheia is Greek for truth. She now works for the
Oh.
truth. Amen, girl. That's the way to put it
Oh.
on the chat line. That's awesome. So
Oh,
yeah,
that.
we've got all of our good friends. They're here with us this evening. So cool.
Yeah, and is that Kule? Is that who you
Yeah. Yep.
Kule? She's Hawaiian but living on mainland, and she's been, such a, I didn't, devoted, that's not the word, but she's been a customer who's really tried very, very hard to be her own doctor with incre almost insurmountable problems, but she has surmounted them, and she stays in touch, and we help her as much as we can. But yes, we have the greatest set of customers. We're very blessed, very blessed.
Yeah, we really are. So very wonderful. We're going to have a great time tonight, Carolyn. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I do want to say a little more about the book. I think people are already getting their Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. The book is available on print on demand. We've got 100 or so that we're working with. I'm going to get a bunch here in Maui and kind of hand them out to people because we have to spread the word. And this is a great way to do it. It's not an expensive book. It's whatever, $9.99. So it's a $10 book and a $5 Kindle, actually. So you can cover both bases. I like the Kindle because I can make take notes on as I'm reading books. I can highlight certain areas and then go back to the highlights on a list. It's quite amazing. So if you want to really learn about magnesium, it's got an incredible table of contents where we list the 68 or 70, whatever conditions that disease conditions that can be related to magnesium deficiency, so that you can you can look through and see where you or your friends and family fit, and then give them the book and say, look, you've got to realize that magnesium is the missing link to total health, and magnesium is responsible for 80% of known metabolic functions. But what's happened up till now, up to the point of us getting REMAG, people have not been able to take enough magnesium to make the big difference. And what REMAG does, because it's a picometer sized stabilized ion of magnesium, it can be absorbed fully at the cellular level as an ion, which is what the cells want. The magnesium compounds will not be absorbed because they're not an ion. They're a big compound molecule that can't get into cells. And Ginny, where has it gone up yet, my magnesium compounds video?
No, but it'll probably be up later this week, so we'll be able to share it
Yeah.
next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait for a blog email from Brian and Tony that tells you about this video, because I guess the biggest customer service question is, well, look, there's a dozen different magnesiums out there. How do I know which one to take? And what we tell you is that you take the one that is a picometer size stabilized ion that's been proven in a laboratory to be just an ion. When you shine, I guess it's like a laser light through our liquid magnesium, it does not bounce off any material substance. The light just goes straight through because the magnesium is in ionic size. It's below the light spectrum. So we know it's stable for years because it just sits in a bottle. When you take it, it tastes yucky, so you dilute it. You dilute it in water or put in some juice or put in our vitamin C berry powder, and you take it and you keep taking it for 12 years.
That's
Like
right. That's right.
it.
That's
Okay.
right.
Let's see what these questions are. I just downloaded them before I came because, Ginny, I was practicing a new whatever recipe, and you can get almond wrap, thin, almond flour wrap
Yes.
things. What are they called?
Yeah, you said it, an almond flour wrap. That's
Yeah.
right.
And you heat that for just a minute or two on each side. But I quickly heat up sort of cut up cooked sausage, and then I'll get a scoop, a few flat scoops of avocado, and maybe a few sprinkles of mozzarella cheese, and put those in the warmed up wrap, and it's delicious. So you've got some, nice ingredients, but you don't have to put them on a wheat toast or something that will give you a gluten reaction, or just, cause a lot of carbs happening. Almonds, I think, yeah, almonds are in the keto category. I wasn't thinking of that actually. I was just trying to stay away from gluten. So anyway, kept me away from my email, but Debbie writes, I'm looking forward to hearing tonight's podcast. I also have a question that might fit in. In his book, Plant Paradox, Dr. Gundry talks about how in the US, so much of the food available is tainted with glyphosate in some way. That's Roundup that Monsanto made, and then they sold it to, I think they sold it to Bayer. They tried to, wash their hands of glyphosate. So, yes, a lot of our food is tainted with glyphosate. The eggs, dairy, and meat we eat have come from animals who've been fed grains treated with glyphosate, and how that can make us sick in so many ways. What's your opinion? Well, my opinion of this is putting, all my extra money into a farm here in Maui, a biodynamic organic farm, so that we will never have to use glyphosate here. I mean, I'm doing taking action. That's the, what is it, key 12 of the in the book of Revelation, is to take action. So yeah, you take action. You join a CSA, community supported agriculture. You support your farmers to not use these horrible chemicals. But yes, they do, these chemicals do, probably jump farmlands. They get into the water supply. It's horrifying. And Debbie continues, thank you for recently sharing your experience of getting sick on your day of working at the food market, and how using Pico zinc and copper helped you finally kick it. Yes. And Debbie says, I recently added your Pico zinc copper to my diet. Yesterday, I used a bit more of it along with oral and nebulized Pico silver when I started having a sinus headache and felt a cold-like sickness coming on. By the end of the day, I felt almost normal. That's amazing. And Ginny, just sort of a 1 week follow up after last week. I've never felt a cold leave me that quickly and not leave any residue, with other colds and flus over, well, other colds, this wasn't a flu, other colds over the years, I might have a little lingering cough or tickle. So, yeah, I think the Pico Zinc Plus, it's called, is a lifesaver. A lifesaver. Another Deb is asking if Dr. Dean had six tiny warts on one hand, what would she do to delete them? That's cute. Warts are interesting. I think there's a total body, total biology thing about warts. What were you doing with that hand that you are, I don't know if the word be ashamed of, perhaps ashamed of, but what I would do, I'd put a combination of Pico Silver and Pico Zinc on those little buddies. If they're close together, you could put cotton pad, a little brown cotton pad, wet that with Pico Silver and Pico Zinc Plus, and just sort of tape it on your hand or put a glove over. And, they should fall off. Other people have used our RNA serum for such things. But yeah, you have a couple of choices. Now, someone, the title of this third, I think there's just three or four questions. Third question, about oxalates, and who is it? It's a bit of text here. Ooh, a lot of text. Conchetta is asking about oxalates. And she says, I've written before related to my DISH. DISH that I'll have to look up. I apologize. Medical DISH is diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis. It's where the ligaments and tendons harden. Okay. Of course, I'd say with DISH, with a calcification of areas in the body, you really need your magnesium. So she says, I've been on your Remag and Recalcia for many years. I was diagnosed with crystal deposits all over my skeletal system about 9 years ago. And this was from a medical psychic healer. He explained it was due to calcium oxalate. She says, now I'm solidly on a low oxalate diet. It helped with the arthritis of my spine and chronic achiness. I wondered if this was a precursor to my DISH diagnosis or just a contributor. Yes, the oxalates are interesting. They will precipitate in soft tissue. Again, magnesium. If you're saturated with magnesium, it combines with oxalates, and then they're just removed from the body. They don't precipitate out. And then she says, my question is, who are the people that seem to have who don't collect oxalate toxicity? And then, well, I would say saturating with magnesium. And this is how I approach. I don't read the whole thing. I sort of take it apart as I go along. And she says, I have the MTHFR genetic mutation. Now, I don't call it a mutation. It's a variant, because a mutation implies there's nothing you can do about it. But even genes themselves are manipulated. They're turned on and off by cofactors, which are vitamins and minerals. And the big ones are the B vitamins and magnesium. And she says, she's been correcting her MTHFR with folate and my B vitamins. Well, that's our real line. And it's food, our Bs are food-based and methylated. Because sometimes when people just take the methyl Bs or a high dose of folate, they're not getting all their Bs. And you really need all your Bs. For the total body balancing and processing. The bees are, I mean, if you look at biochemical pathways, the bees are just stuck in there all over the place, the different bees. And then she says her education has come mostly from Sally Norton's book, who wrote Toxic Superfoods, Healing from Oxalate Poisoning. I think it was Sally that got in touch with me, and I started looking at oxalates and making people aware of them, but also telling them to work with Remag. And because Sally, she's a bit fanatic, she says that nuts, seeds, beans should be avoided by everyone. And that's true. The avoidance business, that I started to see back in the 1980s. I started my practice in 1979, and we were becoming aware of all of these possible, food allergens and the oxalates and the histamine foods and yeah, just the only treatment was, well, avoid, avoid, avoid. But since then, we know that cooking the lectin families, like Grundy's book, you cook the foods and the lectins disappear in most of these high lectin foods. And so being fear-based on food, I don't think is a good idea. And she says she learned from Norton that fibrosis in the body can be from the oxalates. And she says women in her massage practice, this person who's talking to Conchetta, had a very, very fibrous muscle and fascia. Now, we have learned from a lot of body workers that once their clients start taking our Remag and Remite and Pico Silver, their fibrous muscle fascia areas become less rigid. So again, that's what we're finding. And so this Conchetta is saying she asked if these people with this type of fibrous tissue were vegetarians, and all three of them were, and she shared about oxalates. And oh, she says, I shared what I was learning. Each was completely annoyed and irritated about this information, and not one returned for treatments. No one cares to admit their eating choices may be harmful to others. Well, what I would do, Conchetta, is get Remag Balm and massage them with the Remag Balm and tell them to take Remag to start the process of loosening things up. And then as people, get better and want to get even more better, then you could tell them to cut back on sorrel, sorrel, is so high in oxalates, and just cut back on a couple of things. But if you come at them like Sally Norton does and says, well, you shouldn't be eating any nuts, seeds, or beans, you can't be strict like that anymore. People are up to their eyeballs in stress and don't do this and don't do that. So we have to be very careful about what we say. And that's why we're so blessed to have these formulas that make people feel better right away, no matter where they are in their health or unhealth. And she continues, just finishing up here. I see a lot of conflicting information on the web about oxalates and oxalic acid content in foods. I'll tune into the podcast for sure, but perhaps my questions may help whoever else might be at risk and how to really predict one's sensitivity to these questionable foods. A bit of a complex sentence there, sorry. Thank you, as always, for your research, teaching, and for your sales. So, yes, you can do something about all these conditions. I mean, when you consider that magnesium is necessary for 80% of known metabolic functions, it's going to include the soft tissue and what people include the soft tissue and how the body processes these minerals. I mean, I was reading, maybe it was just in the missing link, magnesium, the missing link to total health. And magnesium is important for bouncing heavy metals out of the cells, because where magnesium is supposed to be in the cells doing its work, it keeps heavy metals from depositing. But if you're depleted or deficient in magnesium, those receptor sites will be open and available to be populated by heavy metals. So, boom, there's another way that magnesium is keeping people healthy. Okay. And last one, Patty says, thank you to Julie for your prompt response. Looking forward to utilizing this amazing website. Must be hours. I have had the magnesium for a month and have noticed many benefits. Dr. Dean is a genius. What a smart lady and helpful in so many ways. I'm sure we will be in touch as I learn and adopt your products into my family and my family members as well. Blessings, Patty. Awesome. I wonder if it's a Patty I know here on the island. So, Ginny, any have you had any incredible testimonials?
Well, my gosh, we have incredible testimonials all the time. Yeah, and I think that one of the really exciting things is that comes around every time this year is Pico Silver and what it does for people. So we've got a lot of great testimonials on Pico Silver, and the question that always comes up is, when I nebulize Pico Silver, do I dilute it or do I use it full strength? What do you say about that, Carolyn?
Full strength. It is so gentle and smooth. It doesn't even tickle your sinuses. It is self-preserving, so there's nothing in it but the Pico Silver, and it's safe to use straight in your eyes, nose, mouth, ears, all your orifices. We haven't talked to women about using it as a douche. I mean, I would, if I had any douchable problems, I'd be putting a tablespoon in usually it's 6 or 8 ounces of water that you douche with. I think that would be really interesting to use. So yeah, Pico Silver and the Zinc Plus, you really have to have that in your cupboard.
Ah,
Okay.
very good. Excellent. Okay,
Okay.
let's take a couple other questions real quick. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay, very good. All right. So our wonderful friend Patrick, who we love so much, is asking a question. And so I want to be he's asking about AGES, the glycation in the body. And his question was, I wanted, uh-oh, missed these. Okay, sorry. I wanted to ask Dr. Dean about AGES. I know she talked about it a long time ago, but I wanted her to clarify, what kind of food combination should we have, and what kind of food should we eat to avoid a buildup of AGES in the body?
Okay, so I just AGES, that's advanced glycation end products. Glycation, that implies a binding with sugars, actually. So AGES form when sugar interacts with proteins or fats in the bloodstream. High level of AGES have been linked to inflammation, oxidative stress, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, and renal failure. Overeating and obesity are no good. So it's a you can Google AGES and come across articles. This is from Healthline. Now, Healthline, I think it's out of the UK, and it's probably kind of drug company based, but they have the basics here. Basically, it's sugars. So how would we deal? Fried and highly processed foods contain higher levels of AGES. Certain foods, such as animal foods, also tend to be higher, but I'm not going to stop eating my meat. That's for sure. So, yeah, they'll give a long list of everything, but mainly it is when you have sugar, you're eating it with the protein, and if it's not completely digested, then the sugar and the protein molecule combine and create these end stage glycation products. And it's another scare tactic. So how are we getting around that? We're telling people to chew their food well so they don't leave undigested food that can be glycated with sugars. We're telling them not to use sugar. Just don't buy your 5 pounds of white sugar. If you need something sweet, I sweeten my pancakes or whatever, when I make them, I just put in some bananas, some ripe bananas. And I don't, it's not that I have them in a bowl waiting. I will cut up ripe bananas and freeze them and use them when I bake. So you find ways of not using sugars. You use the good stevias that are out now. It used to be in the beginning, whatever, 20 years ago, that stevia was so bitter, but now they processed it. So stevia seems okay. And I'm sure there are articles that say stevia is bad for you, but you're not going to make your whole diet on stevia. And if you do have desserts or, have your holiday sugars, which is probably what caused my cold because I was eating dessert every day with guests. You take a lot of vitamin C after you have a sugar dessert. A lot, meaning like a whole dipper full of the vitamin C reset powder, the berry powder, in the little scoop. There's 2,000 milligrams, and what the ascorbic acid does, the vitamin C ascorbic acid, it competes with sugar to get into your cells. If you don't have vitamin C on board, sugar will just dive into your cells and start doing this glycation stuff. It will crystallize inside your cells and kill your cells. If you, what book is that? Do you have a sugar book, Ginny?
Yeah. You have not The Bitter Truth. That's Dr. Lustig, but yours was sugar, the frosting on the cake or the icing.
Yeah, sure. That seriously, read my sugar book, whatever it's called. It's such an eye opener, the way sugar does damage cells. So what I'm saying, eat some sugar, take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to keep the sugar out of the cells, and then the sugar will, dissipate. It'll get into your urine. You drink a lot of liquids after at the same, when you're taking the vitamin C, of course. So I think that's the way around the glycation problem, because all the articles on the internet now are clickbait. They've got to have eyeballs reading them, so they will say, really extreme things, and people like to be informed, so you're being informed by articles that are trying to, kind of scare people. If you just keep reading my stuff, if you're a member, just you can get, 30 of my ebooks, and whatever. Whatever you do, just keep listening to kind of up the positive way of looking at health instead of, oh, this is so horrible. But there are horrible things we do have. I'm going on to a horrible thing right now. Oh, but is there another question before I go on to another horrible thing, Ginny?
Well, no, but I just want to reinforce what you said so much, because this is the thing that we've been saying for a million trillion years. And that is that when you use these products, you have a unique position. And we can't be afraid of food. And I'll tell you what you do. And we noticed this in 2013 when we went out to the Health Freedom Show out in Long Beach, California. People who get so fanatical about what they can and can't eat tell their bodies to reject food and to create complications in such a way that if you get into a situation where the food that you prefer to eat is not available to you, you will make yourself sick just eating something, even something as simple as, I can't eat bread. I this. And then you go a place where what you really got to eat is bread. And then you make yourself sick. And the whole point is, let's get food freedom through supplementation, because there's not a lot of nutrition in our food anyway. So I love what Carolyn is saying. We've always said it. It's so very true. And the amount of food that you can tolerate and the efficiency of the body is just so incredibly accented by these products. It changes your body.
Right. So you know what's not great, and you avoid it as much as possible. This is what the next article that I want to bring your attention to. It's on omega-3 fatty acids, Jonathan Landsman's Natural Health 365. I get his little newsletter. So it's a It's about the fish oil industry. And I've been talking about this. We went to omega-3 algae, plus we put in vitamins A and vitamin E into that fatty formula because I didn't want to kill the krill, and because the salmon oils and halibut oils, whatever, cod liver oils, they all have to be so highly processed now because the bigger fish are eating the little fish. The little fish are getting mercury in their diet, and the fish are just contaminated with mercury. So that has to be processed out, and this and that. Apparently, there are big processing factories over in Europe somewhere where all the fish goes and it gets processed, and then we get these pills. But they're what's left over from the processing can be, bits and pieces of chemicals that are used in the processing. So this is another thing. The fish oil industry, they're using farmed fish to get their omega-3 fatty acid supplements, and they're feeding farm fish they're feeding farmed fish linoleic acid and canola oil and the things that I've talked about a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Genetically modified canola oil in farmed salmon. So by introducing that to salmon feed, and I don't know if that's a recent introduction, it possibly it is. I haven't heard of it before. So there's growing concerns over long-term effects on both human health and the environment from using genetically modified canola oil. And I've always avoided farmed fish because I know there it's the aquaculture is so toxic. They have to use a lot of I don't know, probably it's antibiotics because they've got too many fish in too small an area, so they get sick easily. So they're using a lot of chemicals. And I know Ginny's husband Greg, he's a water purification expert, and he's working on a farmed fish plant where they're cleaning the water with ozone and staying away from all these chemicals. So, Jenny, how's that company doing? Is that salmon ready yet? Are they selling it?
Oh yeah, it's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's an incredible product, and it's mostly being sold to restaurants, of course. It's not going out, but it's still just wonderful.
Right. So, another reason to avoid farmed fish. The next is Mercola have his article on linoleic acid and heart disease. So this is another sort of clickbait thing that Mercola does it all the time. He takes a topic and acts like, oh, heart disease is caused by linoleic acid. Well, what about magnesium? What about vitamin C? What about, exercise and stress and lifestyle and all the rest of it? So it's another scare tactic. This is what I mean, maybe I do it in my blogs and articles too, but we sort of scare people with the topic and hopefully give a solution. So I'm not going to go into a lot of this article. His articles are interesting to read, but you do have to realize that, there's a lot of scare tactics involved where he's asking a question about linoleic acid, but then he gives a title like, oh, this is the cause. So maybe what I'll do, because I haven't really critiqued the article properly for you because we're already, well, halfway done. So let me get back to that and maybe do a whole thing on heart disease and what are the real players? Because we know cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. And sugar can be, one of the causes as well. So I think that that would be a good topic for me to do another time. I have a long COVID update, and this article in Medscape, MedPage today, the minefields ahead in long COVID treatment development. So they're talking about, well, long COVID and how do we treat it, because they haven't got a clue how to do preventive medicine or how to do post-infectious treatment. And I mean, that's what I've been doing my whole career, because when I first went into practice, it was right in the midst of the beginnings of chronic fatigue syndrome. And all the doctors thought, oh, it's psychological, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. But when I defined the whole thing, it looked like it was yeast overgrowth. And then I realized it was also magnesium and mineral deficiencies. So they'll never get to that understanding of long COVID. And long COVID is, it's especially yeast overgrowth, because everybody who had COVID was hit with a lot of antibiotics, because they didn't want the virus to then lead to a bacterial infection, so they gave everybody antibiotics and steroids. So this is an emergency medicine physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston. He's a public health researcher, author of a Substack column, Inside Medicine. So he likely has a large audience, and he's talking with the chief of the research and education service at the VA in St. Louis. And what words of wisdom do we hear from them? Quote, management at this time is only symptomatic. Somebody comes in with tachycardia and you treat them with beta blockers, and they've never heard about REMAG, which is what it, I haven't s seen it said, but REMAG is a natural beta blocker. Another quote, there's also no treatment for fatigue. Like, what do you do for fatigue? I mean, they're just in shock. They have no answers. So they've never heard about REMAG for fatigue. And then another quote, what do you do for brain fog? How do you improve brain fog? So, and they say, there's literally not much there in our toolbox to offer these patients and the providers who are caring for them. So I'm saying, there are leaders in this field. What are they leading with? Nothing. They got nothing, Ginny. And I say, they've not heard of yeast overgrowth or the B vitamins, or to even understand and treat brain fog. They talk about the incredible fatigue with long COVID, in the same way they talked about it in chronic fatigue syndrome back in the 80s. It's been 40 years in the wilderness for them. They never learned anything. And what do they think the problem is? One of them says, quote, I think that one of the barriers in good research is sorting out who should be in what trial. So that means they want to isolate the fatigue people from the tachycardia people, from the brain fog people, and find the drug to treat each symptom. But that's impossible with the multitude of symptoms in a person who's suffering total body meltdown. So they are melting down, these doctors, because they're so used to getting a symptom and treating it with a drug. And now they've got people with dozens of symptoms and they don't know what to do. So they say, how do you balance the advocacy of wanting people to get a diagnosis so they can get the support they need? So not talking about treatment or cure, they're just supporting these people with nothing. So that's where, again, they're sort of tipping their hand that the diagnosis must precede a drug prescription philosophy of medicine. And one says, I talk to Pfizer a lot, and unless we have a fatigue scale and a brain fog scale with an endpoint that shows a drug is working, They're not going to put up billions of dollars for any of these clinical trials. So they're lost. They are, 40 years in the wilderness. They'll never come out of it. Isn't that crazy, Ginny?
It's well.
Crazy. And we do have the answers. And all you folks listening now and in the future, if you have people saying to you, "Oh, I got brain fog, I've got fatigue," you have to tell them that they need to come to our website and get educated, because nobody is going to help these people. Long COVID is now, it's being swept under the rug, along with the side effects of the jab. They're saying that the jab side effects are actually long COVID. So there's all that going on as well. The terrible damage from the spike protein, which I can't say what in our formulas, the FDA would shoot me, but I have a suspicion that the picosilver and picozinc are really going to help the cells get healthy from what's going on with the jab. So a rant. Oh, do you have any questions on board before I go into my rant, Ginny?
Let's see, questions on the board before Carolyn goes into a rant. Oh, does Dr. Dean read Dr. Mark Hyman's blogs? He put out a long blog on cholesterol today.
I do follow Mark. I knew him in New York. I mean, he's a tall guy, but and he's a decent guy. I mean, he's been through a lot. He's been through a lot of health challenges, but he's the type of guy that you're talking to him in a room and you're having a good conversation, but he's always looking over your head to see if there's someone more important he can talk with. That's Dr. Hyman. But he's educating people, that's for sure. And he's doing work with another friend, Jeff Bland, and they are helping people. But he's one of these guys that has I think he has like 100 supplements that he sells. He's not selling a health protocol. He's just selling supplements. And yeah, they're helping a lot of people, I'm sure, because whatever a person is doing in their world, eating ultra processed foods and packaged foods and gaining weight and being stressed out, anything is going to help them. I mean, just hands down, any change in your diet, any amount of avoiding sugar, gluten, and dairy is going to be a good health step. But until you get to using our Pico minerals, you're really not going to saturate yourself enough and get 80% of your known metabolic functions working. Ginny, I just realized I didn't do our blog of the week, and I mean, you guys do the title for me. I do different titles, and then. Here's the cute title for this blog. Do animals worry about anti-nutrients? Yeah, it was so sweet. So this is part two of my should we avoid copper, histamine, oxalates, and lectins? So that's where, the questions this week about oxalates and me talking about lectins, it's top of mind on all of us, I guess. So I said at the beginning, my recent article, Should We Avoid Copper, Histamine, Oxalates, and Lectins, wasn't necessarily about anti-nutrients, but about oxalates and lectins, along with deadly nightshades, gluten, unfermented soy, and phytates. They're being ramped up as foods to be feared. Yeah, the whole fear basis. So phytates are antioxidants that are said to bind with minerals, making them unavailable. Basically, our body learns to adapt to phytates in the diet, especially if you take enough vitamin C, which helps the absorption of iron that phytates seem to inhibit. Nutrients cooperate. They do not work in isolation. And then I said, my brain immediately asks the common sense question, how do animals who mainly eat plants survive these scary anti-nutrients? Oh, I don't know. Maybe if they eat a lot of one food that makes them feel a bit ill, and then they don't eat so much of that anymore. Maybe they eat a wide variety of plants and don't binge. Could animals be more introspective than humans and put two and two together? Why does it take humans so long to connect what they eat and how they feel? Let me count the ways. So then, I go into oh yeah, people just don't get it. Even my clinical mentor in my internship, he was a gastroenterologist. And while eating a bag of potato chips and drinking a soda, he assured me that diet had nothing to do with GI health. And it has never changed. Doctors really, I don't know, they think of nutrition as women's work or kitchen work. Go in the kitchen, make your food. And we only eat a tiny number of vegetables and fruits. That's why I sponsor the farm here where we grow about 80 different vegetables, fruits, and herbs. Our foods have become ultra processed, so that makes it weakens our immune systems and allows us to overreact to these plant anti-nutrients. And when we feel ill, we look for the guilty party. So when someone like Dr. Stephen Gundry comes along and tells you that it's not your poor lifestyle choices, it's those awful lectin plants, you grab onto that excuse. And gluten can be a problem, but with the massive amounts of wheat flour products we eat, the adulteration of wheat crops with GMO technology and hybridization to increase gluten content, wheat and gluten can be a problem in an already irritated gut. So, what am I saying? Expand your diet. Don't drink high oxalate, high phytate smoothies daily. That's the spinach, beets, beet greens, Swiss chard, and almond milk. Those are high oxalates. Limit your bread intake to every third day, 3 days. Cut back on added sugar, alcohol, and dairy. And do your own experiment with foods. Taking your essential building block nutrients can help you metabolize all these so-called anti-nutrients. If you're saturated with magnesium, you will automatically bind oxalates and make them harmless. Whereas if you are top heavy with calcium, you can create calcium oxalate kidney stones. So yeah, that was a fun little article. Okay, I'm back to Ginny. Any
Yes.
questions?
Yeah, let me put a couple questions in here. It says, are organic beef hot dogs considered processed food that would be best to be avoided?
If it says grass-fed organic, I'd go for it. I mean, this is where you can't be 100% strict in where our supplements help you digest and where you're chewing your food well and where you're blessing your food and you're loving your food and you're enjoying it and you try not to think of it as your enemy. So it's a bit of a fine balance trying to get there. I used to be so much stricter and still not feeling healthy because I didn't have magnesium. And now I'm less strict. I have a lot of magnesium and I feel better in my 70s than I did in my 30s. And I'll stand, that'll be a, well, I'm not going to die, but anyway, be on my gravestone. You can really feel better and better every day.
Yeah, very good. What is the feedback on children taking Flora Revive, Carolyn? Yelena wants to know.
I don't know. What's the feedback, Ginny? What does customer service say about taking our yeast protocol, Silver and Floor Revive?
Well, the feedback for children is we don't have any, Yelena, because we're not allowed to recommend our dietary supplement products for children under 12. And if they're over 12, then they're considered to 18. That's a quasi-adult dose. But typically, we don't have label directions for children. So if you are interested in giving your children Floor Revive, they would have to be over the age of 12. And instead of doing two capsules, you do just one. What do you think of that, Carolyn?
Yeah, that's what those are the words we have to say.
Yeah.
But parents can look at labels and I'll say this as a sidebar that I chose Saccharomyces boulardii for Floor Revive because it has many research studies using Saccharomyces boulardii to treat childhood diarrhea. So there.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. I think that catches us. Let's make sure. I think if, and if I've missed your question, we've had a lot of correspondence today on the chat line. Don't forget, you can email Melody Rose at questions@drcarolyndean.com and we'll answer your question after the show. So we will definitely get back to you. Oh, and I, oh wait, Rachel said I had a question on Zoom, and that's right. I do have a question on Zoom. I'm sorry. Let me say what that question is. Okay. The question is, Mary on Zoom said, I was just told I have female pattern baldness. When I walked out, shocked, I realized I forgot to ask how, why, and what I can do. He gave me a prescription for Rogaine and said if I stop using it, I will lose my hair again.
Right. Yeah, we've had a lot of, I've had thinning hair. I don't know if it was from COVID. I tend to think it was. We've had a lot of people talking about that. I'm trying to use different things. We tell people to do the Remite because that helps with the thyroid because when the thyroid is low, you can get hair loss. Female pattern baldness just means you're not a male. You just lose it like a girl. So it doesn't re really say too much. I don't know about Rogaine. I think I might have tried some Rogaine shampoo once, and it gave me a scalp rash. It was very irritating. So I've tried. Various things. I find a clay pack in my hair, clay and Pico Silver. Scrub that in my hair an hour before I wash. I do a hair wash. I found that useful. There's so many cures out there that I think the extra Pico Zinc Plus is probably going to be helpful because when you read about zinc, you hear about skin, hair, and nails. And I realized because I was worried about zinc making me nauseous, and I wasn't consistent enough with it to just remember to eat it with a meal. I wasn't taking a lot of zinc. So I think that the Pico Zinc is going to be very helpful. And Ginny, I think Ginny said she scrubs Remag into her scalp and has found that helpful. So the
Absolutely.
yeah. So
There.
maybe put together some Pico Zinc, some Pico Silver, and some Remag, a third, a third, a third, and use that to massage through your scalp. Do that every day because it does dry. When you do that, it just dries and then you can leave it in. You don't have to wash it out right away. Go ahead, Ginny.
I was going to say, I've had so many episodes with my hair. falling out over the course of the last handful of years. So I've learned by trial and error, but I would say one thing about Rogaine, if you decide to use it, you have to really pay attention because it is known to give people heart palpitations. So read the side effects on the prescription very clearly and keep track of what your experience is with it. If you decide to use it, I think it can be powerful for some people. And then we have all the things that Carolyn talked about. And what was the thing that really did the trick for you, Carolyn? Wasn't it rosemary?
No, I tried rosemary oil that I made from the herb from the farm. It was the clay.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, the clay. Mm-hmm. So remind me real quick about how you worked with the clay, because I thought that was fabulous. And your hair looks amazing. It's so healthy. It's shiny. It's all just shoo, beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You take clay. I still use the LL. Gee whiz, magnetic, is it?
Yeah.
Clay. And they switched your name to EnviroMedica. I have a big pack of their clay, and I just take a few tablespoons and wet it with the Pico Silver. But now I'm going to do Pico Silver, Pico Zinc, and Remag and make it into a paste that then I just scrub into my scalp before I do a hair wash. And, you know, if you have it, I tend to have a tight scalp. I think it's just, you know, because I'm always slightly hunching over my computer. I find my scalp tightness goes away when I put the clay on. It kind of relaxes it. It's probably the, you know, the Pico Silver or whatever. And it's going to get rid of any sort of, you know, slight bacteria that may be affecting my hair follicles.
Well, that's
so, yeah.
That's just great. That's just great. And you know what we always say, Mary, and I think you're new to the show and hanging out with us, is you got to do the experiment. There's a lot of comments on the chat line that you can look for on YouTube as well. People are saying keratin and shampoo, Nan saying biotin, which is in our real line. So don't forget that. You know, everybody's got a strategy, because I think there was a lot of hair loss associated with COVID. Do you agree, Caroline?
Uh-huh. There was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the stress, when you think of women who have a child 3 months after childbirth, they'll have a hair loss because of the incredible stress and hormonal shift and everything. So we've all been under so much stress, you know, the hair, it's, you know, obviously it's suffering. So let me quickly do a rant. I know we're up at, oh, we're over, so happily we're going over, Rachel. So because we've only done three of my 12 topics, Ginny. Okay, so this is about sinusitis and sleep apnea. And I say it's due to yeast overgrowth. So I recently read an article about a new medication that's being researched to treat obstructive sleep apnea. And I hearkened back, I love that word, I hearkened back to my high school days when I became addicted to a decongestant nasal spray for mucus-filled sinuses and nasal passages, which are a common cause of obstructive sleep apnea. I didn't have sleep apnea, but I was probably mouth breathing at night because I couldn't breathe through my nose. I was told it was allergies, but not that it was likely my sugar, wheat, and dairy diet that's guaranteed to produce lots of virus-loving mucus. So symptoms of sleep apnea include snoring, gasping, or choking during sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, and headaches upon waking. So this gasping or choking during sleep, if you wake up like like that, you know, you feel startled, that could be a sleep apnea sign. So the article didn't try to figure out the root cause of the sleep apnea, but just wanted to find the drug to treat it. And I now know what caused my blocked sinuses, you know, my diet, and I I had nightly binging on ice cream and canned fruit and sugary syrup. I had incredible mucus congestion, chronic colds, lots of antibiotics, creating a chronic case of yeast overgrowth. Incredibly, I was still very high functioning and I didn't gain weight and I didn't have acne. So I just lucked out there. I looked up Drizdan nasal spray, which was my drug of choice, and found out that it causes rebound congestion when you try to stop it. A 2006 review concluded that the active ingredient in Drizdan, if used for more than 3 days, may result in rhinitis medicamentosa, which is rebound symptoms. And they recommended limiting it to 3 days only. I was probably using the darn stuff for years because the symptoms would come right back when I stopped. So the big breakthrough drug that they're talking about is let's see, the first drug. It's a double drug, double whammy. First drug blocks the action of acetylcholine, ultimately influencing neurologic function, increasing heart rate, decreasing smooth muscle motility, causing constipation, decreasing exocrine gland secretion. So what they want the drug to do is decrease your exocrine gland secretion, the mucus, but patients will get much more than they bargained for as it affects so many other parts of the body. And the second drug in this duo is Strattera, an ADHD drug that increases the activity of the dilator muscles in the upper airway, supposedly for the extra mucus to slip around more easily. And Remag, of course, will dilate muscles and airways. The side effects of this drug, which is used for children with ADHD, side effects: nausea, vomiting, urinary retention, acute abdominal pain, constipation, erectile dysfunction, dysmenorrhea, drowsiness, insomnia, fatigue, headache, flushing, anorexia, sedation, mood changes, libido changes, depression. Incredibly, there were 60 more side effects listed.
Jeez,
Yeah,
that's nuts.
it's nuts. So, how do I treat obstructive sleep apnea caused by excess mucus? I recommend a yeast protocol with PicoSilver and FluoroRevive orally, and PicoSilver nebulizer and nasal squirting. PicoSilver can address viruses and bacteria as well as yeast. So, yeah, this is sinusitis is a big cause of yeast overgrowth in that it's so hard to treat. High doses of antibiotics are required to try to get the antibiotic deep into the sinus cavity where there's no blood circulation. And it's when I've had sinusitis, I mean, it's headaches, facial pain, post nasal drip, cough, fatigue, and sleep apnea, just a sidebar, it can be associated with obesity, a deviated septum, alcohol consumption, and allergies. But I think it's only common sense to treat yeast overgrowth first. So there you go. There you are.
There you are. Another wonderful show. Lots of great information. Such a mishmash of just ideas
Yeah.
and topics, and all generated by your questions and your interest and your own particular desires and your concerns for your own well-being, which is what we're here for, is to support you and really coming to that level of confidence that Carolyn has, where it's like, I'm saturated in magnesium. I've got all my nutrients, and that's the D's and the B's and the C's. It's not just Remag. And you're feeling really good, and you don't freak out that you think that, the minute you add something or snack on a little piece of chocolate, all of a sudden you're going to be out of kilter. The body is much more durable than that. So, Super Dougie also wanted to just confirm what you said, Carolyn, that I have asthma, and sugar carbs cause my mucus trouble, and it can take days to clear. So you can squirt Pico Silver into your nose. You can nebulize it. You do not have to dilute it. It is there for you. If you want to do the old rock star thing, you can just put some Pico Silver in the palm of your hand and sniff it up your nose that way if you don't have a squirt bottle. But there's great squirt bottles on Amazon. Okay, everybody. I think we're good, right, Carolyn?
Oh, yeah, I could go on, but yeah, we're good.
Yes, Carolyn will never do another 2-hour show, and she certainly won't do a 90-minute show, but we'll do an hour show that goes over, though, you guys. So just tune in with me on that. Just pay attention to what's happening. All right, everybody. It was a great show. Thank you so much. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you,
Melody
everybody.
Rose.
Yes, Melody Rose and Alicia, hope you enjoyed. I don't know if this is your first radio show, Alicia, but I hope you enjoyed it. And welcome to the family.
Yes, Alethea.
Alicia.
Alethea. Thea.
Alethea. Oh,
Alethea.
So the T does come into play. A-L-E-T-H-E-A. Okay,
yes,
I got it.
Alethea.
I got it. Alethea.
Yay. All right, everybody. Good night, everybody. Customer service, Corinne, Megan, everybody. Thank you so much, you guys. We'll listen to each other next week. Yay.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.